They have it with their skipper, Lars Bender, who jabs it out wide towards that right-hand touchline. Here they come again. Bender's broken into the 18-yard box. Still with it across to Hernandez. And on the goal line as he saved it. That's brilliant. Brilliant from Hugo Lloris. How did he save that? Javier Hernandez thought he tucked it over the goal line. And somehow from underneath him as he fell on the ball, Hugo Lloris must have stopped it from rolling over the goal line. There is a fourth official or seventh official over there. Hernandez appeals to him. Goodness gracious,
well, he's
me,
still
Bradley.
Appealing. He's got his head in his hands. He thinks that his initial finish, he should have scored, had squirmed under Lloris, and then he sort of fell backwards and scooped the ball back out. Did it or did it not cross the line?
That's part of football, you know, and you need a bit of luck sometimes. And we can thank to the technology too. But it's better to talk a bit about the game. It was a very tough game, as we expected. It's true that the game turned a bit in the Leverkusen side in second half. We struggled a lot, we suffered a lot, but we stuck together. And at the end, I think it's a good point that we took today.
I knew you were going to say that, but I'm not going to let you get away with it. Talk us through this save, Hugo. I mean, he's 6 yards out and you're nowhere near him when he makes connection with the ball.
He should have scored. That's the truth. But when you're a goalkeeper, you always need to believe, because it's true that the goal is very big. I'm not so tall. I need to go quick, and you know, sometimes a striker can miss his kick, and it was the case today, and I was in a good position to react, and after you need luck, you need everything. Sometimes you touch the ball, but it goes in your goal, and today it stayed on my hand, and so it's good for me for sure, but it's good for the team, and. This helped the team to stay in the game.
Okay, so we look at the group. The other game ended in a draw, which has helped us again. So look, we go back to Wembley now. Two games. If we win those, we've been pretty good, Nick, wouldn't we?
Yes, but we knew straight away after the draw that the double confrontation against Leverkusen will be decisive. We can be pleased with the point today, and we need to learn about the game of today, because we need to improve our football. We need to increase our level altogether and try to do better in Wembley.
Last question for me. We've been asking fans on social media to describe your save in 3 words. How do you describe it in 3 words?
I don't know. Listen.
That would have been the answer.
I don't know.
Hugo, your manager, he described you as one of the best goalkeepers in the world now, which must be very flattering, isn't it?
Listen, that's not important. The most important is to help the team, try to be as much as possible decisive for the team. And so today I helped the team to get the point, and so the feeling is good.
4 points from 6 away from home. How do you now approach it at Wembley after what happened there in the opening game?
I think we need a revenge for ourselves, for our fan. We were very frustrated and disappointed after the Monaco game, and I think there will be a lot of motivation, and especially to face one of the best teams in Europe. We know now what to expect, even if we knew before the game that it's a very good team, and we have to be at our best to get the 3 points at Wembley.
And playing at Wembley, I don't think difficult is the word, but it's different playing at Wembley than White Hart Lane. Did it make it harder?
It's different, yes, because the pitch is much bigger than White Hart Lane. It's true that we don't used to play every week in Wembley, but we need to enjoy, because it's a big chance for us to play in front of 90,000 Spurs fans. There is only one or two clubs able to have this capacity, like maybe Bernabeu or maybe the new Camp Nou. So it's a privilege to play in Wembley, and we need to enjoy, and we need to show that we have the level in Champions League.
And you playing the best football of your career, would you say, at the moment?
Well, I don't know. You know, since my debut in football, I always used to say the most important thing is to be consistent as in a high level. So that's what I try to do, and we will see later when I will finish my career.